我们今天继续在阿摩斯书的第八章的后边的那一段来留意。
Tonight we'll continue on the second half of Amos chapter 8.
我们上次听轻轻的提到了一下。
Last time we have already lightly mentioned about this.
因着以色列人的愚昧顽梗。
Because of the foolishness and stubbornness of the Israelites,
神就给他们非常非常严厉的警告。
God gave them a very, very severe, stern warning.
说到神要叫他们碰到很严肃的、很严厉的神的管教和鞭打。
Speaking of the fact that God would allow for them to encounter a very strict, very severe discipline and scourging from God.
让整个的以色列都落在一个非常非常大的绝望的里头。
So that the entire nation of Israel will fall into great despair and hopelessness.
那我们继续在十一节那里头开始来留意。
Now we'll continue on focusing on verse 11.
十一节开始的这一段话不是顶多。
The beginning of verse 11 is not many words.
但是说出来的事情却是非常的严肃。
But the details in verse 11 are very serious.
主耶和华说，日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。
Behold, the days come, said of the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
这经文的里边说出了有一天以色列要碰到这样的一种光景。
This verse tells us that one day Israel will encounter this condition.
如果我们不细细的去留意的话，我们就觉得这不过就是一个一般性的大饥荒而已。
Now, if we do not pay careful attention to these words, we would have the misunderstanding that in general this is just a great famine.
但是你细细的看下去的时候，你就觉得完全不是那一回事。
But if we look in detail, we'll discover that is completely not what it is about.
因为主说是饥荒，什么饥荒呢？
The Lord does say it is a famine, but what kind of famine is it?
有饥荒，按照我们的观念就是说没吃的。
When we say famine, in our own concept, we think a famine means no
food. 但是你读下文，你就看到他们有吃的。
But you see, when you read on, they do have food to eat.
既然有吃的，怎么会是饥荒呢？
Now, if they have food to eat, why do you call it a famine?
并且他们这个饥荒不单是有吃，也有喝，也有喝的。
But in this famine the Lord is referring to is not that they have not only food but also water.
从物质的这个观点来看的话，根本就没有饥荒的事实存在。
From the standpoint of a physical matter, there is no famine to speak of.
因为既然有饼可吃，就是不会饿肚子。
Because there is bread for food, so you will not go hungry.
有水可喝，也就不会在那里有干渴。
There is water to drink, so there will not be any thirst.
但是神借着阿摩斯说的话是说的那么的清楚。
But the words of the Lord through Amos is extremely clear.
神说我必命饥荒降在地上。
The Lord says, I will command, I will send a famine in the land.
那这个饥荒是什么饥荒？
Now then, what kind of famine is this famine?
我们很容易就能领会得到。
Very easily we'll understand.
这是说到一个属灵的饥荒。
This speaks of a spiritual famine.
当然我也十分相信在那一个时候他们也有属地的饥荒。
Of course, I also truly believe at that time, besides the spiritual famine, they also have a physical famine of lack of food and water.
但是你看到属灵的饥荒并不是很严重。
But you can see that the spiritual famine is not very important.
那既然不是属地的饥荒不是很严重，那神说这个饥荒是什么？
A correction, that is the physical earthly famine is not very severe. If that is not very severe, why does the Lord say these words?
很显然的，这是属灵的饥荒。
Very apparently then, it is speaking of a spiritual famine.
因为从上文我们看得很清楚。
Because later on, we see it is very clear.
他们整个属灵的饥荒是怎么的一回事？
What is this spiritual famine all about?
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能不留意。
Brothers and sisters, we must pay attention.
以色列 到了这一个时候，他们的历史上所造成的环境究竟是怎样的？
We must pay attention to the fact of Israel during this time. What is their history? What is their circumstances that has been created for them?
如果我们回到列王记下十五章一直到十七章，那这几章里面去留意以色列的历史上的光景。
If we go back to 2 Kings chapters 15 through 17 and take note of Israel's condition during this period,
我们很显然的能看见。就是在阿摩斯书开始说话的那一个时候。
Where apparently we can discover during those two, three chapters, it is at the time when Amos is speaking.
就是以色列王那个耶罗波安做王的时候。
That is during the reign of Jeroboam of Israel.
一直说到现在神的话说，主耶和华说，日子将到的，这个日子将到。
It is speaking to the point here in verse 11, chapter 8, when it says, Behold, the days come, said of the Lord, when it says, Behold, the days come.
笼统的来计算，大概是四十几年，不到五十年。
Generally speaking, this period of time is about 40 to 50 years.
那在这四十多年的里头，
And in this about four decades time,
整个以色列的他们的那个实在的光景是怎样呢？
What is the actual situation condition of Israel?
在列王记下的十五章开始到十七章，我们就看到问题来了。
From 2 Kings chapter 15 to 17, we can see.
以前我们读列王记的时候，我们特别提过了这一个。
Before when we read Kings, we especially mentioned about that point.
他们在这四十几年的里边换了几代的王朝。
It is during these 40 years of about 40 years they have changed many kings.
在他们这个朝代转换紧密的当中，
and in this very frequent change of kings and dynasties,
又不住的受着亚述的压迫，
and with that they are also oppressed by Syria.
所以在这几四十几年的里头，以色列民从物质的环境来说是到了一个不说山穷水尽嘛，也到了一个非常非常困苦的环境。
Therefore, in a very physical standpoint, in during those days, in that period, they were almost to an end physically, if not bankrupt to an end, they are very, suffering very much.
我们稍微留意一下当时他们的那个历史的光景。
We can take note of that situation in history during
that time. 耶罗波安死掉了。
Jeroboam is dead.
他的儿子叫做撒加利亚，就接上来做王。
His son is Zechariah, and he reigned in the place of Jeroboam.
做了多久呢？
How long did Zechariah rule?
6 months. 6个月他就给人杀了。
He was killed after 6 months.
杀他的是他手下的一个将军。
It was one of his generals that killed him.
那个将军叫做沙龙。
And his, that king, that general is Solomon.
那沙龙杀了他的自己去做王帝。
After Solomon killed Zechariah, he became king.
那做了多久呢？
How long did Solomon reign?
1个月。
1 month.
那一个月呢？
After 1 month.
他就给另外的一个将军叫做米拿县，对，米拿县来又杀掉了。
After 1 month, Solomon himself was killed by another general, Milasam.
这个米拿县杀了沙龙以后，他做王做了10年，是最长的。
And after he killed Solomon, he reigned for a long period of time, and that is for 10 years.
但是在他做王的十年的里头
，But during his reign of 10 years,
是跟亚述人打了一仗。
He fought one battle with Assyria.
可以说是亚述人来入侵了。
You can say that it was attack by the Syrians.
但是以色列打败了。
Of course, then Israel was defeated.
所以还要赔款。
And they also,
还要赔偿。
They also needed to give tribute.
你看到十五章列王记下的时候，你会看到这个米拿县呢，在全国里边把所有的值钱的东西都手刮出来。
But you can see then as a tribute in 2 Kings chapter 16, they need to give all that was precious and valuable in Israel for the Assyrians.
都送给亚述王了。
And had to give it to the king of Assyria.
连圣殿里头、国父里头的，甚至是有以色列里面的大户人家里面的金银都给扫刮出来。
It was even the gold and silver vessels of the rich families, the royal family, had to be taken to the Assyrians.
那他这个是做王做了十年。
And that king,
但是
Menahem reigned for 10 years.
但是十年中间就有了跟亚述打的一场大仗。
And during those 10 years, that big battle with Assyria was fought.
那后来呢？比加又杀了他，他的儿子比加又就接上他做王。
After that, then Jabesh killed him and reigned in his stead.
做了多久呢
？How long did he reign?
两年。
2 years.
那他做了两年以后呢
？After he reigned for 2 years,
他又给另外的一个人叫做比加。
After that, then he was also killed by another person.
那这个在以色列做王做了20年。
Pekah, and he was reigning for 20 years.
那这个20年他是做的比较平稳的一个。
It was during these 20 years of the reign of Pekah that was more steady.
等到他死掉了，他儿子何西亚又出来做王。
After he died,then his son Hosea came to reign.
做了多久呢
？How long did he reign?
9年。
9 years.
那以色列就亡国了。
Then the end of the destruction of Israel came.
就给亚述灭掉了。
They were destroyed by the Assyrians.
那弟兄姊妹，你看看，在这40多年当中，他们整个的。以色列国就遭遇了这许许多多的变动。
Then you can see within these 40 years of the reign, during the period of Israel, how many changes took place.
你可以给他们一个这样的结论。
You can conclude with this.
连年征战加上政变。
There was battles fighting every year and political changes all the time.
我们可以想象得到的。
We can just imagine.
以色列的这个国家就还成了一个什么国家
？We can just imagine what kind of nation Israel was at that time.
所以我们看，神说时候将到，我必命饥荒，降在这个地上。我们非常有条件来肯定。这个是物质上的缺乏。
We can say then in chapter 8 verse 11 when the Lord God says, Behold, days comes where I will send a famine in the land. We can say, yes, it is a physical famine.
但是你细读下去的时候 But, 你觉得神在这里说那个饥荒实在不是指着物质的短缺。
But when we read on very carefully, we discover then it is not speaking of a physical lack or shortage.
那既然没有短缺，那怎么来饥荒呢？
Now, if there is no shortage or lack physically, what is the famine?
你看到主神所指出这个情形，显然是指着物质的缺欠以外的另外的一个缺欠。
You can see then the Lord is speaking of another shortage or lack besides the physical one.
什么缺欠呢
？Which one is that?
属灵的缺欠。
It is a spiritual lack.
因为底下神就指着他们说出他们的光景了。
Then when we read on, we can see the Lord is speaking of their condition.
从眼见的那个事实来看
，from a physical viewpoint,
你们是饥饿。
You are hungry.
但是最主要的原因不是因为没有粮食。
But the reason is because not because there is lack of bread.
你们也许有干渴。
You are also thirsty.
但是干渴的主要的原因不是因为没有水。
But the reason for it is not because of lack of water.
那既然都不是那样的缺少，那为什么还会有饥荒干渴呢
？If it's not a lack of bread or water, why is there famine, hunger, and thirst?
神就很清楚地告诉他们说
，God tells them very clearly.
是因为你们不听耶和华的话。
But of hearing the words of the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们注意这里。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
这里真的是我们要很细的那个感觉去体会。
Now we have to understand this with a very sensitive spirit.
人就会说。
Man will say.
神你不向我们说话，我们怎么能听到你的话
？God, if you do not speak to us, how can we hear thy word?
但现在问题是
But here the issue is,
神究竟有没有向他们说话?
Did God speak to them at all?
神向他们说话。
God spoke to them.
神没有停止不向他们说话。
God has never ceased speaking to them.
神一直都在那里向他们说话。
God has continued to speak to them.
他借着先知向以色列国人人说了好多的话。
Through the prophets, the Lord spoke to the Israelites many, many words.
最低限度你看到神阿摩斯就向他们说话。
At the very least, here now we can see God is speaking to them through the prophet Amos.
在小先知书里头我们知道拿鸿也是对着他们来说话。
In the minor prophetic books, we can see also Nahum is one who is speaking to them.
何西亚也是对着他们说话。
Hosea was also one prophet who was speaking to them.
好些个先知是对着以色列说了不少的话。
There are many prophets that are speaking directly to the Israelites.
但是以色列不要听。
But Israel did not want to listen.
你在那里说耶和华要对我们说什么话。
They are there saying, Lord God, what do you have to say to us?
人就对他说。
Man will say to them.
你在那里吵什么。
What are you looking at?
你滚开吧。
Why don't you just leave?
你所说的话我们不要听。
Oh, we don't want to listen to what you have to say.
当以色列对神是这样的一种光景。
That is the condition Israel has toward God.
圣神很清楚地指出说不是我没有跟你们不说话。
So God clearly tells them it is not that I did not speak to you.
是你们不听神的话。
But it is because you did not hear my words.
你们不以为神的话是有意义。
You did not find my words meaningful.
你不以为神的话必须要听。
You did not treat my words as one that you have to hearken to.
反过来你们以为神的话是叫人讨厌的。
But on the contrary, you despise my words.
叫人感觉麻烦。
That you thought my words are too troublesome.
所以听见是最好。
So it's better that I don't hear your words at all.
所以你们根本就不要听见。
So you didn't want, even want to listen to my words, God says.
弟兄姊妹，这个光景是非常严肃的。
Brothers and sisters, that is very serious.
因为这个光景，我们现在读阿摩斯书的时候，我们是读到以色列当年的事。
Because when we read the book of Amos, yes, we're reading what happened to Israel during that time.
但是我们细心地去注意,
but if we pay attention very carefully,
这样的光景,
such a condition,
不单是当年的以色列是如此,
it's not only a condition for Israel during those days. 历
史历代以来, 世界上的人对着神都是如此,
but it is the same situation for man throughout the ages in their attitude toward the word of God.
从亚当堕落了以后一直到现在,
from the fall of Adam until now,
普遍在全地上人都是这样来对着神。
In general, that is the attitude man has toward God.
而不单是那些与神没有关系的外邦人是这样的拒绝神。
Not only is it the Gentiles who have nothing to do with God that they reject God in this way,
而就是那些称为神选民的。
But even those who are called the chosen people of God,
在旧约来说那就是以色列。
In the Old Testament, of course, it is Israel
和犹大。
And Judah.
如果你回到新约里面来说,
now if we go back to the New Testament,
那就是基督教了。
Of course, then it is Christianity.
弟兄说你同样的看到这种情形。
Brothers and sisters, likewise, we see the same condition.
神在历史历代以来从来没有停止向人说话。
Throughout the ages, God has never ceased speaking to man.
但是人总是有找出许许多多的理由来拒绝。神的话。
But nevertheless, man always has their reasons to reject the word of God.
而来到新约的日子，我们看到这种光景是更可怕，更可怕。
When we come to the days of the new covenant, we see this condition is even more frightening.
可怕在什么地方？
Why?
他们用神的名字底下的一些的单独的个别的事物来代替神那个完整的话。
Because man uses individual, isolated words, events of God to take the place of the whole meaning or the whole of God's words.
多少人以为他抓到了一点神的话，他就以为神所有说的话就是那么一点。
So many has grasped on one point of the spoken word of God, and they think they have grasped the whole meaning of the words of God.
如果不是说到那一点上，其他的都不要听了。
If it is not spoken on that point which they hold on to, they do not want to listen to any of it.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等可怜的一种光景。
Brothers and sisters, how sad is that condition?
我昨天从 温哥华回来。
I returned from Vancouver yesterday.
晚上我就把学房的一些交通的记录打开来看看。
Yesterday I opened up some of the sharing that was in the Academy of Christ to take a look.
那我看到有一件事情，他们现在那么些年来学房的同学们，他们的交通里头没有一件事情比这个更热烈的。
Throughout these few years in the sharing of the students of the academy, there is all the sharing has not as been strong as in this particular case.
交通道很清楚，你看到部分的弟兄姊妹们都动了血气的。
You can see that in this particular point, the sharing has been so strong that the flesh and blood or their emotions get into it.
那他们交通什么？
What is that sharing about?
他们交通就是有一个，在中国不是有一个姊妹叫做小敏吗？
There is a sister in China who is named Xiaomin.
她写了很多的一些诗歌吗？
She wrote many hymns.
她的诗歌有很多人很喜欢。
There are many who likes the hymns which she wrote.
但也很多弟兄姊妹不以为然。
But there are also many brethren who are not who have not taken a bit at it at all.
那是在中国大陆上边就有一个老弟兄就写了一些文字。
So there is an elderly brother in China who wrote some words about it.
那也出版成了书，那个书的名字叫做《从圣诗》。我也记得不完整，反正是意思从圣诗来看迦南思想。
And so the elderly brethren wrote an article about. And it was published, it means something like from the standpoint of the holy hymns or the traditional hymns to look at the works of the sister and the hymns which she wrote.
那么当然他就指出，他不是说这个姊妹怎么怎么，他基本上说这个姊妹因为在真理的基础上并不太明确，所以他写出来的东西有很多和真理有冲突。
Of course, this elderly brother was not speaking directly at this sister, but he pointed out the principle by saying that because of the writing of this sister, and she was not very foundationally sound, so therefore in some of her lyrics to her hymns were undermining the truth itself.
有一个不晓得是弟兄或者姊妹就写了。他就是这样提出问题来的。
Therefore, in one of what I read, a member, I don't remember if a brother or sister wrote that, so raised this question about that.
他说以前我也唱这个迦南诗选。
The question raised was, I sang these hymns that the sister wrote.
但是后来越唱越觉得有点不是味道。
But I remember singing them, and the more I sang these hymns that the sister wrote, the more I felt that it's something wrong.
我就不知道该再唱下去了，还是不要唱了。
So the struggle is, I don't know if I should continue to sing it or not.
他就写出这样的一个事实，看看其他的弟兄姊妹们有什么感觉。
So this member raised this question in the fellowship. On the academy, and so see what the other members will respond.
这个问题提出来，哦，引来的反应就很多了。
Because this question was raised, there are many responses that was gathered.
我记不清楚他们打出那个数目，是五十几个反应还是八十几个反应。
I forgot the exact number of the responses, either in the 50s or the 80s.
因为我们全学房里头，同学们大概合起来经常是有不到300人。
The total participants of the academy total about less than 300.
但是在这个事情的反应的那个比例来说呢，蛮高的。
Therefore, the ratio of the number of those who are enrolled and those and of the response, it was a very high ratio.
有些人就说是不应该唱了。
Some would just say, yes, we should not sing these hymns.
有时说就怎么可以不唱呢？总是人家是从受圣灵感动而写出来的东西。
Some will say, how come we shouldn't sing these hymns? Because the writer also is moved by the Holy Spirit to write these hymns.
跟着有人又接上来说，他是才信主三四天以后就写出来的那个诗歌，他什么都不懂。
And some others would respond and say, the sister wrote this hymn 3 or 4 days after she believed in the Lord, so of course she didn't know anything.
而且他信主也并不是真的是看见认识救恩而信主。
And of course, when she believed the Lord, not because she saw the Lord or understood salvation before, because she believed in the Lord.
因为这个姊妹说她是参加了两三次的聚会，感觉聚会里头的气氛很好，很温馨，又很舒畅，所以他就要信主了。
Therefore, sister also wrote, she believed the Lord not because she saw the Lord or she knew of salvation, but because she joined a few fellowship and she felt the warm atmosphere and the excitement, and she was very comfortable in that situation. So she wanted to believe in the Lord.
心里高兴了，那个诗歌出来，他就写了。
And she felt an excitement in her emotion and her feeling, so she was happy and she wrote these hymns.
我不管他们怎么了来交通辩论。
Now, of course, I'm not mindful of how they fellowship and debate in this way.
我乃是要指出一个问题。
But what I want to point out is this issue.
其实那个问题，神的话已经很清楚的给我们了解。
And the issue is that in the Word of God, He clearly tells us already.
不错，敬拜神是对的。
Yes, it is right to worship God.
但是你要怎么敬拜神呢？
But it is how do we worship God?
不是用我们的情绪。
It is not with our emotion.
也不是用我们的好听的言辞。
It is not to use our eloquent, pleasing words.
也不是用我们一定的动作。
It is not to use a specific action.
这些都不是主题。
All of this is not the main theme.
如果人就是在这些方面来转来转去，
If man wants to go around in circles,
你做的更多也跟侍奉敬拜神没有关系。
Even the more we do on these things, then it has nothing to do with serving and worshiping God.
因为主自己明明说了，
Because the Lord Himself clearly says,
神是灵，
God is spirit.
你敬拜他的必须要身心灵和诚实的去敬拜。
Because He is spirit, those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我们的主接连讲了两遍这样的话。
Our Lord spoke these words 2 times.
然后就很肯定的在那里说。
And then He clearly, absolutely says,
因为父要这样的人去拜他。
Because the Lord, the Father desires for such to worship Him.
换一句话来说，
In other words,
如果你不是在灵和真理里面去敬拜去侍奉的，
That is, if you do not serve and worship in spirit and in truth,
那跟神就没有关系了。
Then it has nothing to do with God.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们回到主的话的里边，
Now if we return to the word of the Lord,
我们能看见许许多多的事情，神是很明确的给我们说明的。
We can see there are so many things the Lord has shown us very clearly.
但是我们总是要找另外的一个角度来去接触一个特定的问题。
But we will always try to find an angle to try to explain and define a certain thing.
就是不要回到主的话的。
We just don't want to go back to the word of God.
那当然，这样的辩论呢，你辩了100年、1000年、10000年。
Of course,
还是辩不出结果来的。
Such debate, even if you debate for hundreds of years, thousands of years, you still will not have the final answer through your debate.
因为个人有个人的见解。
Because everyone, each will have their own opinion and insight.
所有的见解你都可以说有一点道理。
You can always say some particular opinion or insight will have their reasons.
但道理是道理。
Yes, they'll have their support and reason.
但是主跟我们说的不是说道理。
But what the Lord tells us is not by reason.
主对我们要求的是真理。
But what the Lord desires for us is the truth.
你说了许许多多的道理没用。
You can have all the theory and doctrine, it's useless.
一句真理的话就抵上你千百万的道理。
Now, one sentence of the truth would overcome even many thousands of sentences of doctrine and theory.
当年的以色列，他们在神面前的光景就是这样。
That is the condition of Israel during those days in that period.
因为上文你很清楚看到。
Later on in the text, you can see very clearly.
不要侍奉神。
It is not that they did not want to serve God.
他们不是不要敬拜神。
It's not that they did not want to worship God.
正如上次我。已经和弟兄姊妹轻轻提了一下。
Just like I mentioned last time, lightly with brothers and sisters.
他们要侍奉神。
They want to serve God.
他们要敬拜神。
They want to worship God.
但是一个很要命的错误在哪里？
But what is a death blow to them? What is wrong with them?
什么错误呢？
What is that?
对象搞错了。
It is because they have the wrong object, the wrong audience.
他们要侍奉神。
They want to serve God.
但是那个神是哪一个的？那个作为神的对象是谁呢？
But who is the God that they want to serve?
他们说是侍奉神。
They say they are serving the Lord God.
那谁是神呢？
But who is God to them?
弟兄姊妹，你留意底下下文就说得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, you can pay attention later on. It tells us very clearly.
看到底下的话的时候，
you can see.
你就领会了为什么主说你们干渴不是因为没有水，你们饥饿不是因为没有饼，乃是不听耶和华的话。
Then you understand why the Lord God says, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
你留意这句话的说法。
Pay attention to how this word is spoken. Not because there's no bread.
所以你饥饿。
That's why you're hungry.
不是没有水。
Not because there's no water. That you're thirsty.
不是没有耶和华的话。
It is not because there's no word of the Lord.
以致你们莫名其妙。
That you do not understand.
原因在哪？
What is the reason?
是你们不听。
But it is because you do not hear the word of God. You do not want to listen to the word of God.
就产生这样的干渴。
And that's why there is this thirst.
那我们看看神怎么指出他们的问题。
Let us see how God points out this problem for them.
神就说。
God says.
像你们这样的一个样子。
It is because you are like this.
你们一定从这海漂流到那海。
You are wandering from sea to sea.
从北边到南边，从北边到东边往来奔跑，去寻求耶和华的话。
And from the north even to the east, you shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord.
结果却寻不着。
The result, you shall not find it.
怎么可能有这样的事？
How can this happen?
你先留意。
Pay attention.
什么叫这海到那海？
What does it mean from sea to sea?
我们很清楚地了解。
We know very clearly.
这是说到整个以色列的那个地理环境。
It gives us a picture of the geographic situation of Israel.
如果我们直接把一些个名字补进去的话。
If we fill in the sea with the direct name.
你们从大海跑到加利利海。
Now you can go from the Mediterranean Sea to the Sea of Galilee.
那大海就是现在我们称为地中海的那个。
Of course, the Great Sea is what we call today the Mediterranean Sea.
那是在以色列的西边、北边。
To Israel, that is to the northern, northwest to of Israel.
然后加利利海。
And then the Sea of Galilee.
那是在以色列的东边。
That is to the east of Israel.
你从很清楚从这里看到那个地理环境。
Very clearly, we have a picture of the geography there.
他们整个以色列的地在那里跑。
Now, they're running to and fro in the entire land of Israel.
要到处是寻找，要听耶和华的话。
They are going to and fro to seek to hear the word of the Lord.
你如果你光是从文字上面来看。
If you look at only the letter of the word.
你说他们不热心吗？
You say, aren't they zealous?
你说他们不追求吗？
Are they not seeking?
你说他们不寻找吗？
Are they not pursuing?
他们寻找的非常非常的非常的那个什么很热烈了。
No, they are seeking. They are seeking very fervently.
只要稍微听到哪里有可以有神的话，他们就往哪里跑了。
They are seeking very fervently. If they hear there might be the word of God there, they will go
there. 从地中海跑到加利利。
From the Mediterranean Sea to the Sea of Galilee.
从北边跑到东边来。
From the north to the east.
但是那个结果就是说。
But the result.
找不着。
They will not find it.
这个是一个很严肃的问题。
This is a very serious problem.
从旧约到新约。
From the New Testament to the Old Testament.
我们一直看见神是在那里等着人。去寻找他的。
We see that God is forever there waiting for man to go and seek after him.
比方说
for example,
以色列吧。
For Israel.
我们读何西阿书的时候。
When we read Hosea.
你看到主怎么对他们说话呢？
You can see how the Lord speaks to them.
你们要认识耶和华。
You must know the Lord thy God.
竭力追求认识他。
You must seek diligently to come to know him.
他出现却如晨光。
He will appear as the daylight.
你们要尽力去寻找他。
You must seek him diligently.
啊，你寻找的你是寻见。
If you seek, you will find.
如果来到新约，我们的主说的话就更清楚了。
If we come to the New Testament, the Lord's words are even more clear.
寻找的就寻见。
If you seek, you will find.
祈求的就得着。
Those who ask will receive.
叩门的就给他开门。
If you knock, the door will be open unto you.
那就是神历世历代以来向着人的等候。
This is God's awaiting for man throughout the ages.
你去寻找他，你就寻见。
If you seek him, you'll find him.
你去寻求他，你就遇见他。
If you seek him, you'll encounter him.
你不去寻找他，神也来寻找人。
Even if you don't go and seek after God, God will come and
seek after you. 你要去寻找神，神怎么会不让你寻见呢？
Therefore, if you seek after God, He will surely meet you.
但是偏偏在以色列这一段时间的里头。
But it is during this very period of time for Israel.
在这称为神的选民的人的中间。
Under this group which is called under the chosen people of God.
神说你们不是不努力去寻找。
God is saying you are not, you are seeking very diligently.
到处去奔跑。来寻找。
You're seeking to and fro, seeking for it.
但是你们寻不着。
But you will not find it.
是神不向他们说话吗？
Is it because God is not speaking to them?
神不住向他们说话。
God continues to speak to them.
那神既然说话了。
If God speaks,
怎么他们会寻不着？
Why is it that they will not find it?
问题出在哪里呢？
Where's the problem?
底下就说了。
It tells us then,
你们寻找的对象错了。
It is because you have sought the wrong audience.
错在什么地方呢？
Why?
以色列人说，
Because the Israelites say,
我们是寻求耶和华的。
We are seeking the Lord God.
我们是敬拜耶和华的。
We are worshiping the Lord God.
我们是寻找他却寻不见。
Yeah, we seek him and do not find him.
神不让我们寻见他。
God is not allowing for us to find him.
神不让我们听见他的话。
God does not want us to hear his word.
这是以色列人自己说的。
This is what the Israelites themselves say.
但事实是不是这样呢？
But is that the truth?
事实是他们根本就没有寻求耶和华。
The fact is they never sought after the Lord God.
他们只是寻求名称上的耶和华。
But they only sought the Lord God by name.
他们并没有真实的寻求那一位耶和华。
They did not truly seek after that one truth.True God, the Lord God. Why do you say that?
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，在以色列人的心思里头，你说他不是敬拜耶和华的，他又给你吵了。
Brothers and sisters, because in the hearts of the Israelites, if you say to them that they're not worshiping the Lord God, they will debate and fight with you.
他说我们是正正规规的按照我们祖宗所存留下来的那个吩咐去敬拜侍奉耶和华的。
They say that we are very traditional, very orthodox, and we worship the Lord God that is passed on down to us from our forefathers.
他们这样说也没有错，从历史上面来说。
In history, by them making that claim, that is not wrong.
因为弟兄姊妹，你晓得，以色列人他们心中的耶和华就是他们所拜的那一个金牛犊。
Because in the hearts of the Israelites, the Lord God in their hearts that they're worshiping is that golden calf.
这个金牛犊的祖宗啊。
And, the forefather of this golden calf.
应该是在他们在旷野漂流的时候，亚伦给他们造出来的那一个是头一位。
And of course, then the forefather goes all the way back in the wilderness when they left Egypt, that golden calf when that was made by Aaron to them.
但是他们把那个金牛犊造出来。
Now they made that golden calf.
他没有觉得这个是偶像。
They do not feel that is an idol.
他们也不觉得这个不是耶和华。
It's not that they don't feel this is not the Lord God.
他说这个就是带领我们出埃及的那一位耶和华。
But they say this is the Lord God who led us out of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we must remember one thing.
当他们造金牛犊的时候，
when they made the golden calf,
十条诫命已经传给他们了。
God already gave them the Ten Commandments.
他们造金牛犊是在十条诫命传给他们以后发生的事。
They made the golden calf after the Lord God gave them the Ten Commandments.
那十条诫命里面怎么说呢？
What was written in the Ten Commandments?
你们不可为我造像。
You cannot create for me an image.
也不可造那个天上地下的一些像来拜。
You cannot make any image in heaven or on earth and worship it.
这个话神说得很清楚了。
God said these words very clearly.
你不可给我造像。
You cannot make an image of me.
你也不能用天上地上的其他任何的事物来造像。
And you cannot create an image out of anything in heaven or earth and to worship this image.
那是在西乃山神已经给他们说了。
God already spoke these words to them on Mount Sinai.
他们已和神立了这个约了。
They already made this covenant with God.
他们也让摩西把立约的血洒过在他们身上。
Moses also sprinkled the blood of the covenant over them.
但是当摩西上山了以后,
but after Moses went on the mountain, they made the golden calf.
他们就说,
and they say this golden calf is the Lord God. It is it who led us out of Egypt. That is the first golden calf.
那以后我们晓得,
later on, of course, we know.
当头一个耶罗波安从
When Israel divided into two nations and the northern kingdom and Jeroboam the first went out,
他为了担心以色列的那十个支派的人回去耶路撒冷献祭过节，所以他们心就归向犹大。
Because he was worried that the Israelites would go back to the land of Judah for the festivals and to worship, that they will return to Judah.
所以他就想出一个办法来怎么可以截断他们和犹大的关联。
So he had to think of an idea how to sever the tie with that relationship to Judah.
他就造了两个金牛犊。
So he made two golden calves.
一个放在伯特利。
One he placed in Bethel.
一个放在撒玛利亚。
And the other one he placed in Samaria.
北方就教导北方的以色列人说, 这个就是领我们出埃及我们祖宗所侍奉的那一位耶和华。
So he taught Israel and said to them, this is our Lord God who led us out of Egypt, and this is the God whom we worship from our forefathers.
所以对以色列人说你们拜偶像, 他不服气的。
So if you say to Israelites, you are worshipping an idol, they will not submit to that. They say, no, we are worshipping the Lord God. And you say to them, where is your Lord God? They will tell you. There's one in Bethel. There's one in Samaria. Then you question, how can you have one God in two places? Of course, they probably cannot explain that to you. But regardless, in their heart, they will say, they will feel that, no, we have not left the Lord God. They are worshipping the Lord God in their hearts.
神现在就很清楚地告诉他,
and so now God clearly tells them,
你们寻找耶和华的话, 却没有寻找,
you will seek the word of the Lord and you shall not find it. And what is the reason?
It's
because the one whom you seek is wrong. The one whom you worship is wrong.
神怎么说呢?
What did God say?
以上你看看,
later on you can read.
你就看到了,
you can see.
十三节,
verse 13.
他说当那日啊, 美貌的处女和少年的男子, 必因干渴发昏。
In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst.
你不必管他在这里说的是什么。
We don't even mind what is speaking about here.
你可以了解。
You can understand.
年轻有力的那些人都受不了当时的那个干渴了。
Even those that are young and with strength, they cannot bear with the thirst.
受不了那些苦恼了。
They cannot deal with the sorrow.
也许他们也跟着去寻找耶和华的话的人当中。
Now maybe there are one of the missed that will seek the word of the Lord.
但那个结果就是没有耶和华的话。
But the result is there's no word of the Lord.
他们灵里面就饥饿。
And so in their spirit they thirst and hunger.
他们 灵里头也感到干渴。
And even in their spirit, they are faint.
他们也许会觉得不是我们不寻找, 但是为什么神离开我们那么远?
Perhaps even for them, they would feel, it's not that we're not seeking. How come we cannot find God? Why is God so far away from us?
神现在告诉他们,
God tells them now,
你们做错了。
You have done wrong.
你们寻找的, 没有找的最准确的。
You seek, but you are not seeking correctly.
那弟兄姊妹留意了,
brothers and sisters, pay attention. What does God say?
留意14节,
pay attention to verse 14.
那指着撒玛利亚牛犊起誓的说,
They that swear by the sin of Samaria.
中文小字那里头说，那个牛犊就是说罪。
In the Chinese footnote, it's translated that they swear by the calf of Samaria, but in the footnote it says by the sin of Samaria.
但是读圣经的人都知道，撒玛利亚的那个罪就是拜金牛犊。
But all that read the Bible know the sin of Samaria means that it's those who worship the golden calf.
所以中文把它翻成就翻出牛犊来，那是也是很准确的。
So in the Chinese translation, they just translate it as the calf of Samaria is the sin. It's
very accurate. 就看到了。
Here you can see.
他们以为这个牛犊就是耶和华。
They feel that this calf is the Lord God.
他们就在那里去寻求耶和华向他们说话。
And they're seeking the Lord God to speak to them.
那你看到了，神怎么会在那个地方给他们说话呢？
Then of course you will know why would God speak to them at that place.
啊，不单是这样。
Not only so.
他们在但那里又有他们的寻求。
And they also seek at the land of Dan.
我不知道在但那里究竟是那个影响有多大。
Now I don't know how great the influence is in Dan.
但弟兄姊妹记得四世纪里面说到但支派寻找地方的时候，在以色列国还没有分裂以前，他们已经在但那个地方另外设立一个他们说是耶和华神的一个敬拜的体系在哪里。
Of course, before the nation of Israel split, even when they're dividing the land, the tribe of Dan also have set up an object of worship in their area, in their land, as well as the Lord God to worship.
你读四世纪的时候，你就看到有一个这样的评语在那里。
We can read this in the book of Judges. There we can see, read this evaluation.
耶和华的帐幕在在以色列有多久？
And the comment in the book of Judges is as long as the tent of God is in Israel.
但支派的那一个那个祭坛啊，也有多久？
That is just as long as the altar that is at Dan.
在那个时候已经说出了他们跟神耶和华神在那里唱对台了。
Therefore.With those words, it shows us even at that point that the tribe of Dan was even opposing the Lord God already.
但是你留意，神在那里指出他们做这个事情的时候，他们这个心思和态度是如何。
But you can see the Lord God also points out what their attitude and heart is as they do these things.
他说在但那里他们所侍奉的那个是一个神像。
Now, of course, then it is an image, a statue they're worshipping there in the land of Dan.
所以你留意到神指出他们的那个问题。
Therefore, you can see that God points out their problem.
指出但那一个，他们说是活神。
And they say, Thy God, O Dan, liveth.
你留意到神当时给他们指出来所用的词。
You can see when God points out their problem and the words that are used.
撒玛利亚的那牛犊是罪。
The calf of Samaria is sin.
在但那边的那一个是活神。
And the God that is at Dan is a living God.
然后呢？
And then.
又说指着别示巴的神道。
Also the manner of Bathsheba.
No.中文的那个小字里头那个神原文就也是活。
Also in the footnote, in the Chinese translation, the word that is used also they're pointing to the idol in Bathsheba as one that is liveth, that living.
就是跟上文那个但的那个活神是同一个意思。
So it's the same meaning as the idol that they're worshipping in Dan and Bathsheba, that both liveth and living God.
那别示巴是什么？
Now what is Bathsheba?
别示巴的那个活神是什么？
What is the living God in Bathsheba?
我们没有看到别示巴在那个，因为别示巴这个地方还在犹大那一边。
We don't see this, but because this place Bathsheba is in the land of Judah.
我们看历史，在朝上那一边也没有什么神设立过。
In looking at history, it doesn't seem like there's any statue god that they have set up in Bathsheba and Judah.
但是为什么神在这里指责他们说，你们指着别示巴的那个活神？
But why is it that God would point out to them and the manner of Bathsheba liveth?
指着他来起誓,
and that they will swear by this God.
究竟这是什么回事呢?
What is that about?
我们看来看去,
we can look and find.
我们只看见别示巴有一件事情发生过。
We can only see that there's one event that took place in Bathsheba.
什么事情?
What is that?
亚伯兰在那里筑过祭坛，求告神。
That is a place where Abram had anointed an altar and sought after God.
那如果当神把律法传给摩西，交给以色列的时候。
Now when God gave the law to Moses, through Moses to the Israelites,
那就很清楚指出了一个事实。
Very clearly, a fact is pointed out.
就算那是亚伯兰从前寻求神的那一个地点和那个凭借。
Even in a place where Abraham and the medium in which he used to seek after God,
当律法一传上来以后,
after the law was given,
那就不能再起任何的作用了。
Then what happened had no function anymore.
你要寻求神, 到会幕里边来。
If you want to seek after the Lord God, come to the tabernacle.
你要寻求神, 到, 后来的耶路撒冷的圣殿去。
If you want to seek after the Lord God later on, then go to the temple in Jerusalem.
你要明白神的心思, 你去好好的请求, 那些, 利未人给你解说一下那个律法。
If you want to seek to know the Lord God more clearly, then seek out Levi to expound on the law for you.
但是很显然的, 你看到当时以色列整个在宗教的这种气氛, 或者说宗教的那个内容的里边发展到一个什么的地步。
But you can see the entire nation of Israel under the atmosphere of religion, under that atmosphere, they have, that's the condition they were in.
我们留意到,
we can take note.
北方的以色列是跟亚述接头过好多次。
The northern kingdom of Israel have contact, fought with Assyria for many times.
再加上那个亚哈的王朝,
and also, the dynasty of Ahab then.
他们把外邦的偶像的敬拜, 不晓得接受了多少进到以色列。
They have brought into Israel and mixed into the nation of Israel so much idolatry and the religious idolatry worship of the Gentiles.
很有影响力的那是巴利了，弟兄姊妹都知道的。
Of course, a great influence is Baal, we know of.
然后你又看到有亚门的那个偶像啦，摩亚的偶像啦，外邦许许多多偶像都带进以色列了。
Of course, then there's the idols from the Ammonites and also the idols for the Moabites and many different idols that are brought in.
所以你看到，何西阿书也好，那这就是对以色列说话的那些先知们所说话的时候。
Of course, whether in the book of Hosea or in other prophetic books that speak,
就指着他们说, 你们在, 青翠的树下,
this speaks to them and points out to them that under the green trees,
你们又在什么什么的山岗上,
and upon the hills or whatever like that,
到处在那里设立祭坛,
that they are setting up the high places there,
特别是何西阿书,
especially in the book of Hosea. There, very clearly it says, Israel, the more priests that you have, the increase of the number of priests, the more greater your sins are. Israel, that you have increased your altars to sin.
你就晓得当时以色列的那个情形。
Then we'll realize the condition of
Israel. 现在我们来看这个别示吧。
Now if we look at this Bathsheba here,
我们不知道在那里有什么。
We don't know what is there.
但是我们知道, 亚伯兰曾经在那里筑过坛, 求告神。
We know that Abram built an altar there and called upon the Lord.
在那里种过一些垂丝柳树, 就在树下那里筑坛嘛。
And there, he planted some trees, and there, he sought after the Lord God there.
那所以你喜欢要说我要寻求神, 你就找一个垂丝柳树, 在底下就住一个坛, 你就可以 去寻求神了。
And so if you want to seek after the Lord God, just seek after a tamarisk tree there, and then seek after the Lord God there.
弟兄姊妹，你看，
brothers and sisters, you can see
这个问题很不简单。
That is not a simple issue at all.
这是说出在以色列地到处都满了，那个人聚集在那里筑起来的坛，在那里他们说我们求告耶和华。
This speaks of for us the fact that throughout the land of Israel, there are so many individuals that would just seek after the Lord God and build an altar there. And say, we call upon the Lord. This tells us of that condition. And the conclusion is,
你们为什么到处寻找，却没有找到神的话？
That is why you have sought to and fro and not found the word of the Lord.
因为你们找错对象了。
Because you're looking at the wrong place for the wrong person.
你们并没有在那里真正的寻求耶和华。
You did not truly seek after the Lord God there.
你们都是在那里来亲近偶像。
You are there drawing close to the idols.
所以神就说了。
So God says,
那个日子将到。
The days come.
上面的话我们可以把它完全拿掉。
We can take away the other words.
但是你要记得那个事实。
But we remember the fact.
你就看到神说那句话的严重了。
Then we can see the severity of God's word.
神说啊。
God says.
这些人,
these people,
都必哭倒, 永不再起来。
They shall fall and never rise up again.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是很严厉的话。
This is very serious, very solemn.
这话是接上日子将到的。 那句话来说那个结局的。
Now this word gives us the conclusion of the words, Behold the days come, and the result of these people.
等到神追讨的那个日子来了。
In the day of God's judgment.
等到神管教的那个日子来了。
In the day of God's chastening.
这些人,
these people.
什么人?
Who are they?
到处是要寻找耶和华的话，却没有寻找的人。
Those who seek to and fro the Lord of the Lord and they cannot find it.
如果你从外面来看的话，他们是寻求耶和华神的。
If you look externally, yes, they're seeking after the Lord God.
怎么他们会没有路走呢？
Why is it they have no way out?
现在你看到了。
Now you see.
神说你们做错了。
God says you have done wrong.
完全的错了。
It's completely wrong.
并且一直在那里坚持你们的那个错误。
And you continue to insist on your error.
是等到那个时刻来临。
So when the day come.
你们一个都要扑倒，不能再起来。
You will all fall and never rise up again.
那但神这样透过阿摩斯来向以色列宣告了那么严重的啊。 话的以后,
now after the Lord God proclaimed such solemn words through the prophet Amos.
弟兄姊妹你注意了,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
接下去第九章,
continue on chapter 9.
神就让阿摩斯看见又一个情景。
God allows for Amos to see another scene.
他说我看见主站在祭坛旁边。
He says, I saw the Lord standing upon the altar.
哪一个祭坛?
Which altar?
这个话我们必须要接着别示巴的那句话下来，我们才会了解。
Of course, we have to follow this on with the words of Bathsheba before this to understand.
就是以色列人他们到处为自己所筑的坛。
That is the altars that the Israelites have made throughout the land for themselves.
神就站在那一个地方。
So the Lord God is standing there.
然后就对阿摩斯说,
And the Lord God says to Amos,
你击打柱顶, 使门槛震动, 打碎柱顶, 落在众人头上, 说剩下的人, 我必用刀杀戮, 无一人能逃避, 无一人能逃脱, 他们虽然挖透阴间, 我的手必取出他们来, 虽然爬上天去, 我必拿下他们来, 虽然藏在加密山顶, 我必搜寻抓住他们来，虽然从我眼前藏在海底，我必命蛇咬他们，虽被仇敌掳去，我必命刀剑杀戮他们，我必向他们钉住眼目，降祸不降福。
That's chapter 9 verses 1 through 4.
弟兄姊妹你看,
brothers and sisters, you can see.
这小段的话是不是接上上面, 这些人都扑倒，永不再起来。
You can see chapter 9 verses 1 through 4 follows on with the end of verse 14. It says they shall fall and never rise up again. You can see these words. No matter where you go, God will find you out. If you go into the sea, it will bite you with a serpent. Now you will come back on land and God will capture you. You say you will go up to heaven. He will bring you down. Even if you're in captivity, God will command the sword and they shall slay you. Very solemn and severe.
神说我就在 必定向他们定住眼目，降祸不降福。
And the Lord God says, I will set my eyes upon them for evil and not for good.
在什么地方说这些话?
Where does God say these words?
弟兄姊妹注意了,
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这个事情很严肃,
this is very serious.
就是第一节那里所说,
that is chapter 1, verse 1.
神是站在祭坛旁说这个话,
that the Lord God is standing upon the altar as he says these words. So you can understand what this means.
神将来在什么地方来管教、来鞭打、来对付这些人呢?
Upon which place is God standing when he is judging, disciplining, scourging, punishing these people?
就是他们以为是侍奉神的地方。
That is at the very place where they think they are serving the Lord God.
但事实上是人的不准确在那里扰乱神的见证的地方。
But it is in fact the very place where man is undermining God and disturbing the testimony of God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这样的一件事的时候，
When we see such a thing, brothers and sisters,
你很清楚看见。
Very clearly we can see God dealt with Israel and dealt so severely with them. Is it because they worship idols? Yes, of course, that is their action. But what God is looking at is not merely the action of their idolatry, but it is what is manifested by the true meaning of their idol worship.
那个含义是什么?
What is that?
扰乱神的见证。
That they have disturbed the testimony of God.
迷糊神的见证。
They have confused the testimony of God.
神对这样的事情,
upon such matters,
神向以色列说了许多的话, 但是以色列,
God spoke so many words to them concerning this, yet they did not hear.
结果把神逼到一个地步，也动神的怒气到了极点。
That they have forced God, pushed God to such a point that it has brought upon the wrath of God to the utmost.
所以神就在那里。
Therefore, God is there manifesting His judgment.
也显明他的追讨。
And also, manifesting his chastening.
在哪里显明?
Where?
在你们对付神见证的地方。
Upon the very place where you are undermining the testimony.
在你们扰乱神见证的地方。
At the very place where you're confusing the testimony of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn matter.
我们实在求主给我们有一个非常明亮的灵。
We really need to ask the Lord for us to give us a very clear spirit and very clear vision. To see this is not merely an issue with history. But it is a matter of spiritual principle. It is also a matter of a principle of how God deals with an issue.
然后主就在那里说了
And then the Lord God says a few more things there.
这几句话也是很重要。
And these words are very important.
那话就是这样说。
These words read,
第五节,
verse 5,
主万军之耶和华摸地，地就消化。
And the Lord God of hosts is he that toucheth the land and it shall melt.
凡住在地上的都必悲哀。
And all that dwell therein shall mourn.
地必全然向尼罗河涨起。
And it shall rise up wholly like a flood.
又如同埃及河勒撒。
And shall be drowned as by the flood of Egypt.
这一段话弟兄姊妹你注意。
These words, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神说什么?
What is God saying?
神说的他的能力和权柄。
God is speaking of his power and authority.
神让他们看见。
God shows them.
当那一天他们遇见这许许多多的事情的时候
One day when they see all these things.
他们让他们知道这些事情不是偶然发生的。
God tells them they are not happening by encounter.
是谁预先告诉他们神做的。
Who already told them? God says, I have done this.
是神的惩治显明在他们的中间。
It is God's discipline, his chastening that is manifesting upon you. And none of you can bear it.
所以上面说的定住眼目降祸不降福这个话是很重的。
So these words that God said previously are very heavy. I will set my eyes upon them for evil,
not for
good.
因为说这个话的神他摸地地就消化。
Because the Lord God who says these words is he that touched the land and it shall melt.
你住在地上住在地上的都悲哀。
And all that dwell therein shall mourn.
他就叫地传染上尼罗河涨起
and it shall rise up wholly like a flood
又上埃及河涝下
and shall be drowned as by the flood of Egypt
你说尼罗河河怎么会涨起
brothers and sisters say how can the river Nile would rise like a flood
埃及河怎么会涝下
and how can it also be drowned
当然你可以好多的好多方面的去领会
Of course, we can understand this from many angles.
你说他们淹水了或是干旱了
No, you can say that there is a flooding or there is a drought.
当然你也可以领会
Of course, you have other understanding.
地震了海啸了
Of course, it can be a tsunami or an earthquake.
你可以和各种各样的那个体会在那里
You can have different understanding with these words.
但是不管你怎么体会
But no matter how you understand them.
当时地的那一个光景是人所非常难以承担
You can just realize no matter what your understanding is, the land and what happens is something man cannot bear.
为什么
Why?
是因为是人把神逼到一个地步叫神的怒气升到极点
It is because man have forced God to a point where his wrath is to the utmost.
神不能不伸出管教的手
God will, must extend forth his hand of discipline, his hand to scourge.
另外又要注意了
And we can see
哎呦你说神那样的厉害的
And you say God is so strict and severe.
神说你不要以为我是那么厉害。
God says, do not think I am so strict and severe.
如果我们光看刚才那个第五节啊 的确这一个称为神的真的是很厉害。
If we only read verse 5 and we would say that yes, God is very powerful and we're afraid.
但是神说的话没有只是说第五节。
But God did not only speak verse 5.
他继续说了第六节。
God continues to speak to verse 6.
你读第六节你就发觉完全是翻过来的话。
When you read verse 6, you can see this is completely the opposite.
六节说什么呢?
What's verse 6 about?
他说那在天上建筑楼阁在地上安定穹苍并海水浇在地上的耶和华是他的名。
It is he that buildeth his stories in the heaven and hath founded his troop in the earth. He that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
这是回应他们上面说他们胡乱到处胡乱去寻求耶和华。
This really speaks of the fact previously when God says that they have sought after his name in the wrong places.
现在神就很正规地向他们显明他是怎么样的一位神
Now God very positively manifests to them what kind of God he is.
你们也动神的怒气等到你们受到神的对付的时候你就知道这是神做的。
Because you have brought upon the wrath of God, when you have bear the consequences of it, you realize this is done by the Lord God himself.
但是这位神是怎样的一位神
But how is this God like?
神明明在这里告诉他们说
God tells them very clearly here
他不是金牛犊
He is not the golden calf
他也不是其他的任何的地上的物像所表明的
He is not any of the other handmade images that are
他是谁呢?
manifested Who is he?
他是在天上建筑楼阁的
It is he that buildeth his stories in the heaven
建筑楼阁在什么？
Upon where?
给人安居的。
It is building the stories in the heavens for us to rest and
dwell. 他要把人带到天，从属地带到属天的。
He is to bring man upon earthly to heavenly.
对以色列人来说，他们应该懂得这个事情。
To the Israelites, they should understand about this.
因为他们知道他们的祖宗叫做以诺的那个人有这个经历。
Because they know their forefather Enoch had this experience.
他们也知道在他们前一百几十年的里边，他们中间这个先知以利亚也有这样的一个经历。
They also know one of their prophets about 100 or so years ago about Elijah and also had this experience.
神是乐意要把人接到天上的。
God is willing to take us to heaven.
说他在天上是建筑楼阁的。
So it is he that buildeth his stories in the heaven.
所以你就想到我们的主在约翰福音十四章的里头，多马在那里说你去哪儿我们都不知道。
And that's why there you can see in John chapter 14 when Thomas says, Lord, where are you going? We don't know.
主的回答很有意思。
And the Lord's reply is very meaningful.
他说在我父的家里有许多的住处。
He said, there are many dwelling places in my father's house.
若是没有我早就告诉你们了。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
我现在去哪里将来还要回来接你们到那里去。
I will go there to prepare a place for you and I will come back to take you there.
你看和神当时怎么介绍他自己是连在一起的。
Brothers and sisters, you can see that is connected with how God introduces himself here.
他不但是在天上建筑楼阁，
Not only is he that built his stories in the heaven,
他也是在地上安定重枪的，
but also I founded his troop in the earth.
这个真的有意思了。
Now this is very meaningful.
你要是往深一层去了解，
If you want to look deeper,
你会了解到，
You understand,
他叫天和地是完全的连接在和谐里的。
He is the God who allowed for heaven and earth to be in complete harmony.
埃及河，如果你把埃及河涨起，尼罗河涨起，埃及河下去，看成海啸的话。
If you want to look at the fact that the, when it says the Nile raising like a flood or it's drowning as something like a tsunami.
主在这里告诉你说。
The Lord God here says.
那是。在神的那个显明的时候，你再没有可能看见海啸了。
When the Lord Himself is manifested, no longer will you see such things as a tsunami.
再没有机会碰到地震了。
You won't encounter the earthquake.
因为穹苍完全的在神手里是安定的。
Because He has founded His troop in the earth.
并且这个安定神是在地上来显明的。
And this as is translated in Chinese, this peace, the firmament is at rest and manifested in God's hand and manifested on earth.
这个时候天和地的连接是很明确的。
At this particular time, the union, the harmony between heaven and earth is completely very evident.
但是你说没有海啸，
You say there's no tsunami?
那接下来他说他就海水浇在地上。
But later on, it is he who called the waters of the sea and poured them upon the face of the earth. This is too much.
也许比海啸还要厉害呢。
Now, maybe this is even stronger than a tsunami.
弟兄姊妹好好的读神的话。
Brothers and sisters, read carefully the word of God.
你读中文圣经也应该读出来。
If you read the Chinese translation, you can be able to understand it.
如果你读英文圣经，那更容易读出来。
If you read the English translation, you can understand it even easier.
神在这里说什么？
What is God saying here?
我先说英文圣经说的那个意思。
I will first say what is the meaning in the English translation.
神就呼召海。
God calls the earth, the sea.
就让水在那里倒在地上。
And caused the waters of the sea to pour them upon the face of the earth.
他是神从海里把水呼召起来。
It is God who called the water from the sea.
然后把它说得准确一点嘛，浇灌在地上。
And to be very accurate, the pouring out is a sprinkling,
这个倒在地上，
or to use it to pour, to sprinkle upon the earth to cultivate it.
跟海啸是两回事了。
And so the way the water is poured out or sprinkled upon the earth for good is different from a tsunami. And the tsunami, the water will come face forward toward you.
现在谁说他把水叫起来，从上头把它倒下来的？
But the word here is pouring forth from above, from heaven downward, so it's different.
你晓得英文如果是说倒的，就是从上往下倒。
And so the word pouring is from top to bottom.
海啸就是平面这样涌过来的。
And so the waters of a tsunami will just come forward at you at full force.
那中文把它翻出来就更温柔一点。
Of course, in the Chinese translation, it's even more gentle.
他命海水。 浇在地上.
He called the water to pour in a way that's sprinkling over the land.
这个浇在地上，那从实在来说，那就是说是滋润这个地。
So this pouring forth, this sprinkle is actually to nourish the land.
很温柔的那一个方式来叫地得着滋润。
It is a very gentle method to nourish the land, to cultivate it.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果你真要 把那个意思说了，神在海里呼，把那个水呼召起来。
And so you want to literally say this, God is calling the waters of the sea to call them up.
然后在天上就把那些水也再浇灌上来。
So to call the waters up high is to pour forth the water upon the earth to nourish the land.
你看到整个的就是神在那里。 显明他的管理供应资源。
You can see throughout it is God's sovereignty that ruleth to call forth the water to his authority to use the water to nourish.
一切都平和安稳。
And all is at peace and rest.
然后神就说好了。
And then God says,
耶和华是他的名。
The Lord is his name.
你们说要寻求神,
you want to seek the Lord God.
你寻求哪一位?
Who are you seeking?
你寻求金牛犊,
you're seeking the golden calf.
还是寻求这一位?
Or are you seeking this Lord?
你要看见,
you must see
能做这样的事的那一位,
the one who is able to do such things. His name is the Lord. This is the one who you seek after.
你们不是跑到那个 高岗上青翠树下。
You're not going upon the hills or upon the green trees.
而也不是跑到那个鸡杂，也再不要跑到那个蛋。
And you're not going to Gilgal or to Dan.
你整全地奔跑去寻求神，你们寻不着，原因你们找错了神。
You're seeking to and fro, you cannot find God because you're fine looking for the wrong God.
你说那是活神，那这不是活的，那个是偶像。
You say they are living, they live, but they are not the living God, they are idols.
那位实在是活的神是，他的名字叫做耶和华。
But the true living God,
他是管天地万有。
His name is the Lord, and he is the one who ruleth over heaven and earth.
他不是一个偶像。
He is not an idol.
他不是只是管理，你上他，他就给你赐福。
It's not one that if you seek after him like an idol, and it will bless you.
他是掌管万有的权柄的。
But he is the authority that ruleth over all.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
总结一句话怎么说?
In conclusion,
总结一句话, 神在那里告诉他们,
the Lord tells them in conclusion these words,
不要寻求那些 地上称为神的,
do not seek after those idols that are called God on earth.
你要寻找，就要寻找那个天上的神。
If you want to seek after the Lord God, seek after the Lord God in heaven.
要寻找天上的神。
If you want to seek after the God in heaven,
不要把希望寄托在那些属地的。 所谓神,
do not then commit your trust or your hope upon those so-called earthly gods,
包括偶像,
including the idols,
包括人中间的领袖,
including the man-made leaders,
包括人中间的各种各样的社会制度,
including any systems in society,
和各种各样的工作方法,
and different ways of methods of working.
弟兄姊妹们，神这个话是说得很简单，但是是非常非常的严肃。
Brothers and sisters, these words of the Lord are very simple, but they're extremely important.
他就回应第五章第六章里面所说的。
These words of God here reply exactly the words in chapters 5 and 6.
我给你们许多各种各样的管教，你们没有归向我。
I have disciplined you in so many ways, yet you did not return to me.
六章当里就说了，你们要寻求良善，就必存活。
In chapter 6, it says, seek good and you shall live.
现在神就说出了原因在哪里。
And so here, God tells them the reason.
因为你要寻找，就寻找这一位活的神。
If you want to seek, then seek this living God.
你们中间发生这许许多多的难处。
You have so many issues in your midst.
那个根本的原因是因为你们背离神。
The very basic reason is because you have departed away from God.
我不是跟弟兄这么提过吗？
Did I not mention with your brothers and sisters?
在这个在上一个世纪的里头。
In the previous history.
有各种各样的社会运动啊，或者是那个政治运动啊，那些啊。我不敢说他们是基督徒，不过他们是基督教的领袖啊，或者说一些啊，他们就借用阿摩斯书来做他们作为各种各样的社会运动的那个依据。
There are so many social and political movements in the previous century. Now, they're not called them Christians, but they're Christian leaders that use words in the book of Amos as the foundation of their movements.
神在这里很简单就答复他们。
Now, God clearly answers them here.
你们所有的问题是因为你们离弃了那一位又真又活的神。
All your problem is because you have departed away from that true and living God.
背弃了天上的神。
And you have rebelled against the God in heaven.
你们转过来就寻求属地的一切的事物。
And you have turned to seek of all the matters that are earthly.
你们越寻求地上的各种的事物，所引出来的结果就是越黑暗，越没有看见前途。
The more you seek after the earthly ways, the earthly matters, the more dark it will be, and the more you cannot see your future.
我想我不必举实际的例子来说明这一个。
I don't think I need to go into the practical examples to clarify this.
我想我们这一代的人所看见的、所听见的许多的事情。都印证了神这一个句话的那一个真实和准确。
I think what we can see visibly and what we hear really confirms the accuracy of God's words here.
我们也真懂得。
And we also truly know.
人饥饿不是因为没有饼。
Man hunger not for the lack of bread.
因为没有水。
And we thirst not because of water.
是因为不听耶和华的话。
But of the hearing of the word of the Lord.
造成社会上面许许多多的黑暗、败坏、堕落，以致绝望。
With so much corruption, darkness, and fall in society, and even into hopelessness.
不是人与人中间。发生难处
Not because there's any issues between men.
是人和神中间发生难处
But because there's an issue between God and men.
但是我们读阿摩斯书的时候我们能抓到神向人说话的那一个明显的目的
May it be that when we read the book of Amos, we're able to grasp accurately the purpose of God speaking.
我们也就按照神的心意来守住我们的地位
That we can also guard our position according to the desire of God.
再也不让地上的任何的人事物道理和鼓动来影响我们跟随主的那一个准确。
That we will not allow for any man, events, or situations, or doctrine, or any excitement to urge us to depart away from the accuracy of following the way of God.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.